Yes, Lord, we'll do what you say.
Welcome to the Way of Life program.
The Way of Life is designed to
draw us into a deeper fellowship and knowledge of Jesus Christ and his desires for his children.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Way of Life program. I'm your host, Charmaine. We are talking today about the mentality of a pilgrim. We are on a journey that requires the involvement of our entire being and must keep in mind that we are in the process of spiritual migration from the moment we were born again. A new day began when we became born again, so it's important for us to allow the Lord to cultivate in us the mentality and lifestyle that is equivalent to the new into which we have entered. The new life that we have entered into puts a demand upon us to walk in righteousness, holiness, purity, truth, understanding of who we are, increasing in knowledge and wisdom, and understanding of the mind and ways of the Lord. The perception of the new initiative suggests that systems of the new have to be built in order to engage and interface with this new life. Systems can be defined as a set of principles or procedures according to which something is done. For example, the new land into which the children of Israel were entering had no relation to that from which they were exiting. Entering into that new land involved internal structures of thought, which is regulated by the statutes of the Lord, or the laws of the Lord. In Exodus 19:1-6, it says, exactly 2 months after the Israelites left Egypt, they arrived in the wilderness of Sinai. After breaking camp at Rephidim, they came to the wilderness of Sinai and set up camp there at the base of Mount Sinai. Then Moses climbed the mountain to appear before God. The Lord called to him from the mountain and said, give these instructions to the family of Jacob. Announce it to the descendants of Israel. You have seen what I did to the Egyptians. You know how I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now, if you will obey me and keep my covenant, you will be my own special treasure from among all the peoples on earth. For all the earth belongs to me, and you will be my kingdom of priests, my holy nation. This is a message you must give to the people of Israel. In Leviticus 20:22, he says, you must keep all my decrees and regulations by putting them into practice. Otherwise, the land to which I'm bringing you as your new home will vomit you out. To keep something is to have or retain possession of it. So the word decrees can be defined as an official order issued by a legal authority. Those decrees were issued from God, who is the supreme ruler. He gave the children of Israel an orderly system of rules and regulations by which the whole society can be governed. They were to put them into practice. Failing to do so would result in the consequence of being ejected from the land or the new place. For he said, otherwise, the last part of Leviticus 20:22, otherwise the land to which I am bringing you as your new home will vomit you out. Here, the land is represented as an intelligent being with a deep sense of moral good and evil. Information concerning the people's moral behavior is brought to this personified land with which it is so deeply affected, and it vomits out the people whose behavior is immoral. The children of Israel could not have transitioned to a new place while still keeping the former mentalities. The Lord required them to engage in the process of an inward change. He did not merely require them to do things differently, but to be different. This is what the Lord is saying to all of us today within the church community. We must allow the Word of God to do its internal transformation, which will be manifested through the way we think, speak, and act, therefore manifesting His life in the earth and drawing persons to Himself. We will be representing and presenting our Heavenly Father. So we will continue on this topic next week. We'll go a little deeper into it, and I look forward to sharing this teaching with you. You can listen to this episode of the Way of Life program on the Starcom Network podcast page. Go to www.starcomnetwork.net and look for the podcast tab at the top of the page where you can access any episode of the program. Shalom.
For tuning in to the Way of Life program. Join us next time as we grow in our knowledge and love of Christ Jesus. Until next time, God bless.